Well, hello again there, my dear. Have you come to bother me again? Can't you see that I'm busy? Well, if you're not completely blind, you can see that I have a book in front of me, and that does usually mean that I'm reading it. Yes, I do know how to read, my dear. What? There is no way to escape. Don't you think I've tried? I've been here a long, long time. But you're welcome to try, of course, and maybe even tell me if you succeed in something, but I don't believe at all that you are able to escape. Why don't you just pick one of the books and just read and not bother me by asking me more questions? It's been a week already, and every day you still ask where you are, how to get out of here, who I am, how I got here, how long I've been here. All these questions are just... I grow so tired of them. Oh, did you find anything else today? No? Then I'd... Just let me read. Even looking out the window, all I can hear is your pitter-patter on the floor, trying to find a way out. No, I don't care. But it's just so annoying. I thought it would be fun to have someone new around here to talk to, but... Oh my. You're exhausting. You're making me regret trying to find someone to be here with me. What? There could have been more people here, but I said no. What I mean... Oh, goodness me. I have been praying for someone to come here. And one day, I found some pictures. Not paintings, as what I'm used to, but pictures of people. And I looked at the pictures and I said to myself, out loud, of course, because who else were there to talk to? That this one looks really interesting. And to my surprise, a few days later, the person appeared. And who do you think that person was? Yes, of course it was you. I never thought that it would have any kind of consequences, but my dear. If I had known that this was what it was going to be like, I would never, ever have touched those pictures. I would never have thought about having someone else here with me. I would rather be here in solitude without anyone than someone as annoying as what you've been. Yes, I said that. Yes, yes. I enjoy company, but I want my company to be quiet. Or at least have some kind of, I don't know, finesse to what they ask. Your questions, could you make them a little more original? Not just, I don't know. I really don't know anymore. I can't even think. No. Could you just sit down and relax? You have food. You have water. It's not cold in here. We have every comfort we need. Sure, this is more of a prison, but... Yes. I said it when you came. This is more of a prison. It was my prison, and now, unfortunately, it's our prison. So I don't know. Just let me read. Just be quiet for a few minutes so that I can read. Please. Just at least 2 more pages. Why are you staring at me? My dear, I can't get you out of here. I can't even push you out of a window since there are bars on them. Oh yes, I've thought about removing those bars and just pushing you out. Of course I'm angry, I'm frustrated. This is too much. Really? As much as you are annoying, you're also amusing. I don't understand. I don't get it. What? No. Oh well, I guess I'm stuck with you a little while longer. No, my dear, I'm not going to murder you in your sleep. I would have to clean up afterwards, and I don't want to. Let's just relax and let's just see what happens next, won't we?